This is HPR episode 2677 entitled, Thoughts on Language Learning Part 4, RPG. It is hosted by the ODD dummy and is about 18 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I ponder the idea of an RPG with players not speaking the same language. Today's show is licensed under a CC0 license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is DODD Dummy, recording another episode for Hacker Public Radio. Now, for this episode, I'm recording on my phone, so I can't, well, I don't know if I can or not, but I don't use my phone enough to have figured out how to record in Wave, if it's possible. So I'm going to be converting this from M4A to something to submit. So now this is going to be a the fourth or another episode in my series on my thoughts on spoken language learning. I thought I was going to be done at 3, but I was walking to work today and I started thinking about this, and I have another idea. So I figured I would go ahead and put it in an episode, as much to try to get some feedback as anything else. And this is a continuation on the using games in language learning. Now, what happened was I started thinking about how to make a point-and-click game. And the idea being that I could start off on point-and-clicks or text adventures. I could start off with maybe not point-and-click, maybe just normal text adventures, but I could probably approach that easy enough, not really understanding how the tech works. That's probably a programming level I could manage in my spare time and actually put something out to see, you know, as a little point proof of concept. And I was thinking, you know, well, I could start off with just the plain old text and then keep in mind, so kind of make it modular, where down the line I would plug in something that would read the audio to you and then maybe plug in later something that would do text-to-speech. Speech to text, so voice recognition on the input. And then I got to thinking a little bit about that and how the story might go and turning all that into some kind of a game. And I thought, oh boy, that's a lot more work than I'll probably manage. And then I thought, well, what if I do a different kind of game? Because, well, then I was thinking, well, what if I use crowdsourcing, right? So you get, you know, other, you know, people from around the world to give you voice files and translations and things like that on the internet. And that seemed like a good idea. Anyway, to cut it short, because maybe I'll still post that episode or those recordings, to get to the point, what I ended up thinking about was, what if this first was a board game, kind of like an RPG, role-playing game, and maybe not a board game, probably more likely, in my opinion, is an on the internet board game. So, and so I was thinking RPG, and just to give you an example, I'll just give a quick sample of the kinds of things I'm thinking about. Of course, this could play out in all different kinds of scenarios. Basically, any story that has kind of the fact that you have different languages as part of the storyline, or main, I guess maybe the main part of the story, would probably lend itself to this. So my thinking was, okay, I'll just put one scenario. We've kind of did the scenario of a hospital, so we'll do keep that same scenario. And so in this case, let's assume for sake of this example that we have two nurses and Chinese is their main language, and they work in this place where we start off with. And let's assume that these two nurses are, they're good people, but they work for a bad regime. And I wouldn't make it Chinese, even though my language that I picked for this conversation is Chinese. I mean, I wouldn't do like current nations against each other. That just seems like the wrong thing to do. So I would do some unknown government, some future place, but the language it just happens to be Chinese. Let's say Mandarin, because I don't know. Can you say Chinese? I asked that question, and George Harab from the Geological Podcast sent me a link saying, "Yeah, you can say Chinese," and I guess the Chinese means formal Chinese or Mandarin, I guess, according to that link. But I also heard from lots of other people that it's not, you really shouldn't say Chinese. You just call it Mandarin or Cantonese, or so I don't know what's the proper. But anyway, we're talking Mandarin here. But so these two nurses, they are good people and they work for a regime that is maybe not so good. So now in this RPG, the ideal in this whole thing is that to have it set up in such a way that people of different languages can all play this game together. Even though they don't necessarily know each other's language. That's kind of the whole point. So, and based on that, it would make sense to me that it's most likely that you would have people in different, definitely not in the same room, all the time or most of the time. So that's what I was thinking, like an online RPG. Now, I don't know that we have to do any tech for this because I think we could probably use existing chat tools that are out there already. Any combination of text, voice, and or video. And I'm sure I didn't search, but I'm sure there's already this kind of RPGs going on now. So we have these two nurses, get back to the scenario. We have these two nurses. They speak Chinese for the sake of this conversation. And let's say we have two people who are kind of going to be their patients. And by their patients, I mean they're the people who wake up in the medical facility, and then they have these two nurses taking care of them. And let's say we have one who speaks English, the other one who speaks Spanish. And so the goal of this here could be that, let's say we make it cooperative. So we have the two nurses, their goal in the game, right? Aside from learning, one's goal is obviously going to be learn English, and one's going to be Spanish. Because so the English speaking person is the patient of one of the nurses, the Spanish one is the English patient of the other one. And so the kind of overall goal, if we like make this a cooperative game, is the two nurses will be would be helpful to us, kind of subvert their leadership and help us. So of course they have to do this in a way where they're not going to get us all killed. And the patients, their goals could be to, so in other words, they have to, the Chinese nurses have to learn English and Spanish respectively to get to the point where to get to the point where they can help. So they're learning the English and I'm learning the Chinese. And so and well, one of the nurses in this case, the other nurse is learning Spanish. And so me and the English and the Spanish speaking person has to learn Chinese enough because they're somehow on the same team, even though they're speaking different languages. Maybe it's a simple fact that they're both the prisoners or the patients or whatever's put them in this situation. Maybe that bonds them together and makes them a team, or maybe it's like a alien versus earthlings and they're a team because they're both from Earth, or for whatever reason, they're a team, even though they don't speak the same language. So we need to learn Chinese enough so that we can help each other and be a team and get around in this Chinese-speaking world to do whatever our missions are. And the nurses are learning our languages so they can help us better. So in this way, if we have four people who are relatively committed as a gaming unit that would stick it out, and maybe it's going to be slow going originally, and kind of stick to whatever mechanics in the game we have to do the learning, the language learning, then it seems to me like that might be an interesting dynamic. And it could be a way to where you could really get people of all different kinds of languages together, and where they normally wouldn't work together, they could work together and kind of on their own footing. Now there's other ways to do this too. You could do it like where the goal of the game is, while you can have any language that you want. So I like the language you know is not any kind of requirement in the game. And your goal is to work towards the new language. So, and it could be cooperative or it could be where you're not cooperating, but the ideal being that the goal of this game, aside from having fun, if playing the game and meeting some cool people, is to learn this language, this new language. And it could be that maybe there's a DM that was is beneficial that knows the new language, or maybe it could be that there isn't a DM who knows the new language and everybody just kind of learns it together. You might need some, I don't know how those things work actually, but my point being that you could probably make it so that if everybody's learning at the same pace, you could probably make it to where people just learn together. But those are just kind of two examples of how you might be able to do this where the to where the new language or the starting language of each person doesn't really matter, and they can still work together. Especially maybe if you did it where you had some kind of where you had some kind of a minimal game in the language, like minimal rule book in the different source languages. And so you had some kind of a mechanism to where there's some kind of a starting point. Now it's possible in that case, maybe you need some software to somehow do part of the translations or something, but yeah, I think that this could be workable to get, like I said, to get new people together, and the language of the people doesn't necessarily matter. Now it could be more elaborate where you could have set it up where like you have kind of a rule book for, in this case, the two nurses, and maybe that rule book you need to kind of duplicate that for the languages, and then they could be using that to play even though they don't know the language. And interacting with people who don't know the language, maybe that's kind of part of the game. So you got your rule book, and you need to somehow talk to the people in the new language. So to me, that's an interesting idea. And I'm curious, one, again, I didn't Google, maybe this is common and there's already something out there. So I didn't Google it, so maybe this is a futile exercise. But I'm curious what you guys think, if this seems like a reasonable, fun idea. So that's enough for this episode. I'm going to go ahead and publish this. If I can figure out how to convert it.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.